Welcome to Lights for Learning. www.lightsforlearning.org.
Hello, and welcome to Lights for Learning. My name is Adam Larking. We're in Zambia for this podcast, 2 years after a previous Lights for Learning expedition, when a team from this British-based charity went to install lights in a school in Twingi, on the shores of Lake Kampalombo. This time, Lights for Learning sent a team of 8 to install lights in a basic school in the newly created Milengi district within the Luapula region in the north of the country, just across the Luapula River from the Democratic Republic of Congo. We talk to 2 Milengi heads and 2 of their teachers. We also hear from 11-year-old Ludia on her schoolwork and her career aspirations, while 15-year-old Emmanuel helps with the installation. We also get to hear from some of the Lights for Learning volunteers. We start off talking to Bethwell Masumbuku and H.S. Kalenga. Bethwell was the deputy head teacher of Twingi during the charity's last project in Zambia and is now head teacher of the yet-to-be-built Milengi High School. He and his pupils are sharing classrooms with Mrs. Kalenga's basic school, where the lights were being installed.
Lights for Learning!
Okay, this is Milengi district and it is located in Luapula province. It's one of the new districts that has been developed. It was established some 10 years ago, but it is still running behind in terms of development. It has no access to electricity and what have you, but people want to learn. The entire district has nothing like hydroelectricity.
How far are we from Lusaka?
From Lusaka, we are more than 700 kilometers.
And how far are we from the Congo?
We just some meters.
Just across the river.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so it's a new district.
Yeah.
What is actually going on here? What's happening here?
Yeah, Milengi, the government wants to improve on the infrastructure, to improve on education, so that even the rural child can have access to education. So on that part, the government is really trying its level best to improve on the infrastructure. The main economic factors that are taking place is that most of us, we are just tilling the land, farming, that is what is there. And it's renowned as a hub of honey and sorghum. These two things are cash crop things that we are producing from this area.
Honey and sorghum?
Sorghum. I'll show you. I have some grains from home. I'll show you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wanted to prepare a meal for you. I'm thinking you would taste it.
Yeah.
Mrs. H.S. Kalenge. I'm the school manager here. So this is the Milengi Basic School. It is in Milengi District, Luapula Province. And this school, Milengi District, was built in the year 1960.
How long have you been here?
I've been here only for 2 years.
Okay, can you describe to the listener what sort of place Milengi is?
Okay, Milengi is a remote place where we find a number of difficulties in terms of maybe work with our pupils here. We are finding it very difficult because there was no electricity. It was a total darkness.
Lights for Learning!
I want to get an idea of the community around the school.
Okay, Milengi is surrounded by a small group of government workers trying to man the ministry, but all these ministries are not yet fully funded or to have proper structures. And then it's surrounded by the local community who depend on farming and fishing. And then some have become businessmen, And they have a small business center where they sell a few groceries and some clothes, yeah. Even uniforms for the pupils, will get it from there, yeah.
In terms of the community where the kids are coming from, I would say there is a high illiteracy in the community. And as a school, we have a very big task in terms of helping, that is community mobilization. I would say they are very helpful. We have the school under construction behind here. They helped us in modding the bricks, ferring sand and ferring stones. Yeah.
Tell me, what is your name?
My name is Chwarudia.
And how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
11 years old?
Yeah.
Tell me where we are.
We are in Marangi. I'm a teacher's compound.
You study here, is that right?
Yeah.
What subjects do you learn?
Maths, English, science, geography, civics, what? Bemba, Harai.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
What is your favourite subject?
My favourite subject is English.
And you're very good at English as well.
Yeah.
You are, aren't you? Your school that we came to?
That one is not an easy question to answer. Milenge happens to be one of the district. It is a new district, but minus hydroelectricity.
And also, we worked with you before, I suppose.
And then the other thing is, for you coming to Milenge, there is that continuity with Lights for Learning, yeah.
Tell me, because we installed lights in Twingi 2 years ago.
Yeah.
How long did you stay on in Twingi after that visit?
After that visit, say a year.
A year. So yeah, you were deputy headmaster for
I was
a year
deputy,
after that.
Yeah.
How did the lights fare?
Oh, the lights fared nicely in that grade 1s up to grade 9, that's basic section, they never used to have prep. They never used to come for evening. Immediately they knock off, they would just go get back home. But upon getting those things, I could see that there was a change. They all learned about prep or the evening studies. That's what I actually saw on my part.
Lights, Ulani.
Bethwell Masumbuku there. Thanks to the lights in Twingi, there had been a major improvement in standards achieved by the pupils. Before the lights, Twingi pupils had an average pass mark of 54%. Based on the school's exam results 1 year after the lights, Twingi School finished third out of 23 schools in the region, so the academic impact of the lights seems to be clear. But what else did they improve?
Yeah, it changed the school of Twingi in such a way that results for the school improved because pupils had enough time to study. Yeah.
And the teachers?
The teachers, for what you provided in terms of lighting, it added value to money in their pocket in that they could not buy candles all the time, but they banked on that. It even improved on the health of the pupils because they were using kerosene and whatever, which was harmful to their health. Yeah.
So all round.
Yeah, all round, the teachers and pupils, yeah.
I'm Kayumba Justin. I'm a teacher at Milenge High, and I do teach mathematics. Yeah, I'm proud to be in Milenge.
How do you think the lights will benefit you as a teacher?
Yeah, as a teacher, in the evening, we're supposed to plan. We're supposed to plan and supposed to do extra lesson for the examination classes. But now, this time, our work will be very easy. We can even prepare during evening because we have electrified the school. And the pupils, they will benefit from that. They will be studying in the evening, and us teachers will be preparing in the evening. That thing will appreciate you guys.
Yeah. And let's face it, you're a qualified teacher.
Yeah.
You could teach anywhere in Zambia, couldn't you?
Yeah. Okay, it's the government. It's the government because once you have been trained, don't choose where you're supposed to teach, but the government is supposed to send you where the services are required to teach. That's why I'm here, and I'm proud to be here in Milenge because I want to help these children who are coming up to be like me, to be like you. Because without me, I don't know what these children they are going to be. So I'm proud to be here. This is the start of everything. And the result which we are going to produce is promising because of the electricity, because we'll be studying even in the evening. So the result which we are going to produce even next year, it will be very, very good. And you guys will be communicating and we'll tell you the result which will come from what? From the pupils because of electricity which you have brought here in Milenge.
Thank you very much for speaking to me.
You are. Thank you so much.
No, good luck with teaching here.
Sure.
You've got a big job on your hands.
Thanks,
and it looks like you're doing very well.
Yeah, I do.
Lights, Ulani.
Milenge has 1,464 pupils who are going to benefit from Lights for Life.
How many teachers are you going to need here?
Once the school is well established, we need 36 teachers according to the establishment and one accounting officer that will come up to 37.
How many children per teacher would that be?
1:40.
This will help very much. With this lighting system, I think this will even help to retain the teachers in here. Because they can teach in the morning, and then in the evening, they can be in classes.
How many children do they teach in a class, say, on average?
In one class, there might be 65, 70, 80 pupils, one teacher. So this is where I'm saying we need more teachers so that at least maybe the ratio can be one teacher to maybe 45 pupils maximum.
Teachers. How easy is it to attract teachers here? And then how easy is it to retain them?
It hasn't been easy as such. These teachers, they need electricity, running water and what have you. But as a school, I'm failing to provide that. So it is not an easy task. I keep on pleading to them to say the beginning is rough and they have to be tough tested in life. And in life, once you don't meet challenges, then you not grow up. So I keep on encouraging them to accept the challenge and overcome it. I know they are not meant for this place. One day they will have to move out. Yeah. The lights will help, one, the teachers to prepare. They'll come and prepare in the night, which they never used to do. For the pupils, it will extend the number of hours to learn because already there is a congestion in the school. Now, these lights are going to ease the congestion in that it will help the pupils and the teachers to work hard. The community also are going to benefit because there are some who feel now that these schools are closer to them, they want to get back and correct their mistakes.
So there's opportunities for adults in the community to come and further their education.
Yeah.
And the lights will also help retain the teachers.
Yeah. It will. Already they have been touched over this.
Even with me, it will help me because even in the evenings, I can come, do administrative work and the like.
Without the lights, what would they be up to in the evenings? What would you be up to in the evenings?
Our pupils in the evening, I give them time to say, if you want to study, it's from 18 hours up to 20 hours. Now, with the teachers, I was finding it very difficult to tell them, come here, be with the pupils up to 20 hours. Now, I think this time they'll enjoy it, they'll like it.
Yeah. Because of the lights?
Because of the lights.
Emmanuel, you've just put up these lights, most of them on your own.
Thank you very much, sir.
Go through the process of what you did.
The first is to measure, yes, the length, yes. And then after that...
Of the walls?
Yes, of the wall. Then we must cut in 4 intervals. After that, then we measure the height.
Drilling, weren't you?
Yes. We first start by drilling, then we put some plugs there. After that, we connect, and then we start measuring the strings.
We say welcome here today. Hello, hello, the lighting. We say welcome here.
Before we stretch the string, we must put these light boxes together with the lights. Yes, after that, then we stretch it and we tie it on both sides. Yes. After that, you start connecting those. I think they are wires because they conduct electricity.
After a hard day in the sun fitting solar panels on roofs, stringing light boxes across classrooms, installing the batteries and connecting hundreds of metres of cable, the Lights for Learning team have to make sure they finish packing up for the day before sundown. They then return to their living area and prepare the evening food. After eating, the team then get a chance to travel back to the school to check the effect of the lights and to see if there are any immediate problems.
Fabulous.
How are they? Do you like them?
Yeah.
Let's have a look. Well, I'm walking into Mrs. Kalenge's office and it is very bright. So you can do more work now?
Yes, more work, even overnight.
This is good, really good. Let's have a look at the classrooms.
Nick Dye, and I'm just a volunteer for Lights for Learning. We're at Mulengi, and we've just completed the first site, the first school. So we've done 3 blocks and 6 classrooms.
My name is Jan Power, and I've been up on the roof, been stringing up cables and putting in light boxes and generally trying to learn what it is I need to do.
Hey, my name's Cathy Russell.
And what are you doing here?
Well, hopefully putting some lights in that work for the benefit of the children and the teachers.
Hi, my name's Vanessa Sherwood, and I am part of the Lights for Learning volunteer team.
And what have you been doing over the last couple of days?
Fitting solar panels and solar lights into classrooms.
You started pretty early this morning, didn't you? What was that about?
We started at 5:30 this morning, and so we were putting the solar panels on the roofs. So that went quite well, because you have to do that before the roofs heat up too much. And then we finished off doing the inside lights, and then finished all the troubleshooting in the afternoon, and now we're here in the evening. And first day, and they're already doing the work in the classrooms, and it's quite a spectacular change.
Everybody sing, amen. Everybody sing, amen. Everybody sing.
It meant climbing up onto the corrugated iron roofs and carefully putting the solar panels on the roof and screwing them down, and then feeding cables through so that we can connect them up to the work that we've done inside. We needed to go early so that the roofs were cool and we could actually sit on them without burning ourselves.
And now it's more than 12 hours later. It's pitch black. Describe the approach to the school.
The approach to the school is fantastic. You can see the approach, you know, from yards, I would say, not miles, but you can see it. So yeah, and even outside, you know, you can see in the courtyard area. It's just fantastic.
You know, after 6 o'clock at night, it's just complete darkness. And for these people to have these lights in these classrooms must be just a life-changing experience for them.
Describe the lights in the classrooms, because, as you said, it's pitch black without them.
Yep.
You've worked really hard today to put them in.
Yep.
Stepping off that bus.
Ah, fabulous, fabulous. I mean, we could see the lights from quite a distance away from the school, and the difference it has made for these... This community is just out of this world.
Here I expect a lot of changes and improvement in the results. Improvement in the attendance with the pupils. I need to motivate on the teachers to, especially on the homework policy, because the pupils would not now complain.
Well, it's an honour to contribute as such a small part to your massive task here.
Yeah. It's better to... We are grateful anyway, the small way. We can't tell the impact. The impact will show it in the long run,
of course.
Meanwhile, they will speak for themselves, especially the beneficiaries. We'll keep in touch,
of course,
and explain to you about the impact.
Thank you.
We'll keep on assessing the impact and they let you know. Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, we can get on to the bus, go and rest, celebrate over the achievement.
Well, it was as we were driving out, you could see the lights, because everything's so totally dark apart from campfires, and to actually see the school lit up, because normally you see lit up buildings, you don't really think that much of them at night time, and you think, well, so what? But it's really made a difference to a lot of people, I think, hopefully.
Wow. I can't describe it. It's just such a great feeling.
And do you think you could use these lights to work?
Yes.
They're bright enough, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very bright. In fact, I think I would need my sunglasses on. More than enough. I never imagined how good it would feel.
So what's it like actually inside a classroom?
It's a bright, normal, light-lit room, which is an extraordinary thing.
it's hard to describe because we take it for granted.
Yeah.
But to see the children in there already working...
It shows how much they were absolutely the hunger for actually using this stuff. That, you know, the minute it's there, that they're using it, and it wasn't, you know, trivial. Oh, let's just do some. They were doing hardcore homework and stuff like that.
In the last classroom, we've got 5 or 6 children that have already making use of the lights. They're all sat in there very quietly learning, and they are big grins over their faces, really happy.
So, thinking selfishly. You've worked hard today. How what does it mean to you and the effort you've put in to come all the way over here, and now you're seeing the results?
Well, it's a really big kick, really, and because all the time they're just giving and giving, and you're just doing what you set out to do. It was part of what the expectations were, and from like free roast peanuts this morning, that was just outstanding, and then. Someone cycles past with fish and you say, oh, yeah, that looks nice, can I take a picture of it? And all of a sudden they come back smoked for supper. It really does puts a lump in your throat, really, doesn't it?
Hi, I'm Mr. Nyema Royd. Yeah, a teacher at Milenge Basic School, where you have installed this
electricity so far. Even the community as a whole, they have really appreciated it so much. As me, as a teacher, even my pupils, we are really appreciating. May God bless you abundantly. As you can see, pupils have already started studying. So it will change our environment as well. So it will help us, a country as a whole.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
I would appreciate if you come and install all the districts.
If you could meet the people who did, who raised all the funds to install these lights here, what would you say to them?
I would have no better way to thank them. I need maybe a Briton to help me with a better way from the dictionary. I think to thank the team or those sponsors for, I think they've done a good job to us who are very much in need. We still need their services. They shouldn't get tired, because Twingi and Milenge are not the only schools who are suffering. Many, they need the services of these sponsors. They should not get tired, please. Yeah.
What do you want to do afterwards? What do you want to grow up to be? What do you want to study to be when you're an adult?
I want to be a journalist, because that job, I love it.
What do you love about it?
Because I saw some people reading magazines, reading news, whatever, that thing happen away as we watch at the TV. That's why I want to become a journalist.
To report on news in Zambia or in England?
Everywhere.
Everywhere?
Yeah.
In the world?
Yeah.
So your English has to be good?
Yeah.
How do you think these lights are going to help you?
I feel better. It's going to help us reading.
And anything else?
No.
And writing?
I will always come to school here. Yeah. And study here in the evening at 18 hours. And I knock off at 19 something.
And by then it's quite dark, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who is your favourite teacher?
My favourite teacher, Mr. Kantari.
Mr. Kantari, and what's that? What subject is that?
It's HE.
HE?
Yeah. We learn about cooking, sewing, anything in HE, we learn about it.
What's your favourite food?
My favorite food is sima with sausage.
Sima with sausage?
Yeah.
That sounds nice. I'm hungry now. Thank you very much. Lucia?
Thank you too.
You're very welcome.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You've been listening to Lights for Learning. A full report of the project can be found at lightsforlearning.org. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or you can subscribe to our news updates at our website. Thank you to Bethwel Masumbuku, H.S. Kalenga, Kayumbo Justin, Ludia Emmanuel, Nyamba Royd, Nick Dye, Jan Power, Kathy Russell and Vanessa Sherwood. My name is Adam Larkin.
to you by a little special doctor.